My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling. And I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend, she doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change all that on the Secret Recordings Network. Welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. Her friends say her boobs are fake, but she insists they're the real deal, brother. It's Booby Mommy Ha! They do, though.
I don't really know what to say.
All your friends, and when I first got you, thought they were...
Why are we talking...
Enhanced.
What are we talking about?
Fake! Real boobs or fake boobs? No, it's not just me, though. Your friends say it as well.
I just don't know why we're talking about my boobs right now. But thank you, I think. Change the subject.
Let me just press play on today's episode. I'm getting a bit fed up of your negativity, to be honest, Bobby. Every week I'm hitting you with dynamite and your reaction is always dramatically underwhelming. So this week, I'm upping the ante. I am upping the stakes. This week, you're not watching one match.
What?
You are watching two matches.
No,
two wrestling matches. That
no,
way,
I'm not.
You can experience two different flavours of pro wrestling back to back.
How long are they?
You'll see.
I don't want to watch two.
We're going to be fine. Now, I've noticed on recent episodes, you've developed quite a fascination with the one and only Vincent Kennedy
McMahon. I really
don't
like him. I don't like him.
Is that fair to say, though? He's an interesting character, isn't he?
And what? I'm still very confused about his chin.
What's your problem with Vince's chin?
It's just got that quite interesting little hole in it. Does he clean it? How does he do that? Does he put a little cotton bud in it?
How often do you clean your belly button?
Every time in the shower.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Just because you don't wash your legs. I wash my butt. You should absolutely clean your belly button.
I do wash. I don't wash my feet.
That is disgusting.
Right. When you stand in a shower,
there are certain areas of the body that you should give extra attention to.
Like?
Your armpits.
Yeah, check.
Your private areas.
Check.
And your feet.
Not your feet.
Yes, your feet.
Bobby Wright, do you know when you're standing in a shower? You're standing...
Name some
listen.
Parts of the body that sometimes smell.
Well, my feet never smell.
That's
yours do.
Absolutely not true.
Little cheese balls.
Wow.
I'm saying that when you get in the shower, it sprays down on your head, hits your head automatically, hits your shoulders. The water runs down to your feet, so all the shower gel and stuff
something
hits your
like
feet
that.
And washes automatically.
No.
You go in, left armpit, right armpit, under the carriage. Jobs are good. Jobs are good.
Well, that makes me feel a bit grossed out.
All right, so match number one that you're watching tonight.
I don't want to watch two.
Just wait. You are seeing Vince McMahon in an actual wrestling match.
What?
We are going back 17 years.
That makes me so irritated.
We are going back.
Tell you how much that irritates me.
17 years to WrestleMania. 17.
He's the most self-centered man I have ever...
Let me sell it to you first. There's nothing more personal than a family feud. Feuds don't get any more personal than this. Vince McMahon...
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, I know you do. Your family loves a little feud.
All right.
Vince McMahon is facing off against his arch nemesis at the time. No, I'm not talking about Stone Cold Steve Austin. That rivalry has been and gone.
Who's that? Is that Seth Rogen?
Yeah, it's Mankind again, but it's Mick Foley, he's himself this time. Anyway,
wait.
Just listen. Vince is taking on his own flesh and blood, his own son, Shane McMahon. It's father versus son, baby. Now, bit of backstory on this real quick, because people have been tweeting me saying, for Bobby to love wrestling, she needs to know the backstory, right? You ready for this? Shane's fighting his dad because Vince cheated on his wife, Linda, and had a...
In
the storyline. He had a public affair with really hot wrestler Trish Stratus. You're going to see her in a minute. Including snogging Trish's face off while his wife was sitting in a wheelchair in some form of a comatose state.
Do you know what doesn't make sense to me? If you're going to give yourself a character...
You're going to give yourself a character where you snog
if you're
the
gonna
girl.
Give you,
the hot
why
girl.
Would you give yourself the bad guy that cheats on his wife when she's disabled?
Well, it's like, that's how you
why
get
would
heat.
You do that?
In wrestling, it's called heat. You want to get heat. That's Stephanie McMahon next to Shane. That's his daughter. She's on his side for some weird reason.
What's he doing? He's so embarrassing. He is the most embarrassing man I've ever...
Nah, this is a man in
What's
his absolute
going
element.
On?
This is a man in his element.
Why does he think he's so cool?
Because he is cool.
No, he's not.
He's not trying to be likeable. He's trying to be a heel.
Oh, he just reminds me of just a sleazy old man who's got money, who thinks he's really cool, and, like, tries to talk to young women. Oh, gosh.
Anyway, Shane, his son, had had enough of seeing his dad snog younger women in front of his comatized mum.
Yeah.
And he decided to come back and challenge Vince to a match at WrestleMania.
Are they actually falling out then in real life? They can't be, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it.
No, this is... Just immerse yourself in the world. Do you know when you watch... Just listen to me for a second.
Yeah, but can I
Do you know when you're watching? I'm going to bring up Sex in the City real quick. Let me ask you a question first.
Can I ask you a question?
You ask all the questions. I'm asking a question.
Let me ask you a quick question first.
Go on then.
So Shane is going, hang on a minute, Dad. You've cheated on Mum.
Yeah.
You've snogged this young woman. I want to have a fight.
Yeah.
What is Vince's argument to that? Why is he annoyed at Shane?
Oh, Vince just like, look at him beating up his own son. That's his own son. And he's kicking his head in. Invest. Anyway, the question I was about to ask you to respond to your question of, do they actually hate each other? How about this? Next time we watch Sex and the City, I'm going to keep saying, so did Samantha actually have sex with that guy?
That's not how it works.
Is Carrie heartbroken in this?
No, because Carrie isn't a real person. Vince McMahon is.
He's
a real person.
No, he's Mr. McMahon. His character isn't.
Vince McMahon. Who is Vince McMahon?
Don't get angry.
Does he own WWE?
Don't get hot on me right now.
It doesn't make... It's not the same. It just look a little bit more like a normal fight, though.
Yes. It's because they're dressed a bit more normal, aren't they? They're just like... It's just...
Rather than like a wrestling match, it looks a bit more like they're actually just having a fight. What's she getting involved for?
Stephanie had just slapped her own brother. What happened after we recorded the last episode? What did we realise?
Well, if anyone follows us on social media, though, they'll see it. And I'm sure everyone is very, very bored of hearing about our fridge now. But Ian forgot to turn the fridge back on, and I wish that was a joke. Well, do you want to know something else that I've actually not mentioned, and this is genuinely the first time I've mentioned it?
What?
I'm very much not happy about. I'm going to show you, actually. Wait there.
We can't walk away from the mic.
Hello?
She just walked away to go grab something. I don't know what it is.
What's this?
No, I want you to tell me what is this?
Some sexy little nightgown.
No, don't call it that.
That is what it is. What do you mean?
Call it that. What is it?
It's a little sexy nightgown.
No, it's not a little sexy nightgown. It's a nightie. Can you tell me what colour this is, please?
Like purpley grey.
Can you tell me what colour it was when I bought it?
Purpley grey.
No, it wasn't. It was pink.
That wasn't pink. That was never pink.
This is baby pink.
What's happened to it then?
You have washed it with black clothes and you ruined it. And you don't understand that washing. I don't understand how you...
Nah, don't get on this. Newsflash. If you're not willing to wash clothes and I just have to...
Don't start this. I wash clothes all the time.
I don't want to argue. I'm just saying, when I'm watching...
I apologise for ruining my nightie.
Sorry for ruining your nightie. I'll buy you a new one. I'll buy you a new one. All I'm saying is, if you're going to let our wash basket turn into the Leaning Tower of Pisa...
No, that's not fair.
I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands, and sometimes things go wrong.
Right, well, let's not get into this...
Back to the match.
Right now.
Father and son.
We'll talk about this later.
Boom. Vince is hitting his dad in the face. Do you not feel like there's some more... investment in this match. I keep using the word investment.
I hate Vince McMahon.
That's the point. You want to see him get beat up by his son? Look. Right, I'm pausing it.
Just turn it off.
Don't annoy me. You're really annoying me because I'm trying my best here. Think about this.
What have I said? You're not trying your best because I keep telling you what I want to see and I'm still not being allowed to see it.
What do you want to see?
A gimmick.
I said I was showing you two matches, but right now...
Let's just watch that one now.
Speaking of gimmicks, it's time to play... the greatest game in podcast history. Real gimmick or fake gimmick? Dig it! Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, dig it, dig it, dig it. Okay, this is real gimmick or fake gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and all you've got to do is tell me whether or not that character ever really existed. And just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behavior, attire, and or other distinguishing traits they have. Got it?
Got it.
Do you know what a faction is?
A faction?
Yeah.
Why did you say that so low then?
Yeah.
What happened to your voice?
Do you know what a faction is?
That was weird.
A faction is a group of wrestlers. So you have like tag teams, the two people, individuals of course, and a faction is like a group, like D-Generation X, the NWO, Nation of Domination, that sort of thing. Like a band, yeah?
Right.
This faction is made up of Steve, Sean, Sammy, and Shah, collectively known as Sausage Fest.
Who are they again?
Steve, Sean, Sammy, and Shah.
Shah?
Yep. collectively known as Sausage Fest. When their music hit, it would go Sausage Fest! And they would come to the ring wearing little thong-type undies, throwing sausages into the crowd. Their finishing move was the floppy drop, where each of them would get on the top rope and perform a splash onto their opponents. Sausage Fest! Real gimmick or fake gimmick, baby?
Are they all men?
All of them are men, even Shah. Steve, Sean, Sammy and Shah, the Sausage Fest. Oh, I forgot to say, 2003 this was.
Threw sausages into the crowd. Well, they sound quite similar to the Dicks, so I wouldn't think that they would also be the Sausage Fest.
This was a couple of years after the Dicks.
Oh, I don't know.
Real gimmick or fake gimmick, I'm going to have to push you.
My brain isn't working very well today.
Yeah, you're not very well today, but you're powering through. Real gimmick or fake gimmick, you legend?
I'm going to go for fake.
Damn it! Correct.
Did I get it right?
Yes, it was a fake gimmick.
Do you know how I guessed that?
How?
Because all the best ones are fake.
I am good at it.
You make them up.
I'm good at it.
Yeah.
Hire me, Vince. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Ooh, dig it. I like that song that you did as well.
Sausage Fest! back to the match. Shane versus Vince. Oh, by the way, how are your stickers doing?
Wow. You tell me. Have you posted them yet?
Hold on a minute, right? I'm not taking the heat for this. You get some stickers printed that say, I hate wrestling, correct?
Correct.
You come on this podcast and you say, if you want...
I don't come on this podcast. I'm dragged.
You come on. I'll let you come on my podcast.
I am dragged onto this.
You come on my podcast and you say, if you want an I hate wrestling sticker, tweet me. I'll send you one in the post. I might even sign it.
I've got them all ready to go. You just need to post them.
So Bobby hasn't sent him yet. Oh my word, look what's happening. Shane McMahon is on the top rope. His dad is on the announce table outside. He's about to jump off it onto his own dad.
His own flesh and blood.
Oh, and he misses his dad through the announce table.
Is Shane McMahon a proper wrestler?
No, he still wrestles today. Can you believe that?
Does he?
Yeah. So right now I'm looking at all of the stickers that she's cut out, ready to send, and she hasn't sent them.
They're ready to go. And more people are wanting them now, so yeah, just keep getting in touch. Oh, God. Here's the wife.
So that's Trish pushing out his wife.
What? That's the other woman?
Yeah, and that's the thing. She's comatized. She can't do anything about it.
What do you mean she's comatized?
I don't know. She's like had some sort of a breakdown after everything that's happened, so she can't move. She sits in a wheelchair.
She's had brain damage.
No, I don't think brain damage. I think it's more of like a... I can't watch my husband snog any more women without just like chilling out for a bit.
I don't understand what's going on. They've not thought about the medical
aspect
of this.
That's wrestling. That's wrestling.
What the hell?
So if you want to see more of these stickers, am I going to have to plug these for you? Because I don't want these staying in the kitchen.
No, no. Message us and I'm...
How many so far?
I'm distracted. I'm very distracted.
How many? I hit wrestling stickers.
What is going on with Mrs. McMahon in this chair? I'm so confused.
Right, look, Trish has came out to help Vince.
She looks like she's very, very unwell. And those boobs...
Trish's boobs.
Trish are very...
Big.
Very plastic.
Trish has just slapped Vince.
Why is she slapping him now?
Oh, no.
See, this is all right. This is a bit more like EastEnders.
Steph just slapped Trish. And now Trish and Steph are fighting.
Is Trish a wrestler?
Yeah. Must be hard to wrestle with those mamacitas.
What's Vince going to do about that?
Oh, look.
I'm just so confused by that woman in the wheelchair just sat
Vince's
there.
Wife, Linda McMahon. She's just chilling out. She's been through a lot.
But why is she not saying anything or looking at anyone?
Because she's had a serious incident that's made her sit in a chair for a bit.
But you said it's not affected her brain.
Well, it hasn't.
Who is on these storylines? I cannot get over her boobs. They're literally like Barbie.
Yeah, but this... The guys loved it.
Surely they did.
You know, the trends change. Right now, no one's that bothered about them.
No, fake boobs are just... They're a lot better now. They look a lot better now.
She had them reduced after this.
I would hope so.
Must be uncomfortable carrying them around.
I wouldn't know. I quite am enjoying this, I think.
Yes.
The drama.
Drama. So you've got Trish, Vince's lover...
Because this is like a bit more scandalous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scandal.
You do get lots of that in wrestling.
Yeah.
Vince is looking at his wife, Linda, in the chair.
I hope. Get out the chair, Linda. If she doesn't get out the chair. Why did he just call her a bitch?
He just looked at his own wife and went, you bitch.
Why?
Because she's out. She's come out and she's, you know, sitting there looking at him in a chair. You bitch.
Oh my gosh. This is horrible. She's very unwell.
No, he's going, look at her face.
Surely he is not going to touch
her. She looks like Rod Stewart.
What's going on?
Mick Foley stepped in to separate Vince from his wife.
Vince McMahon is horrible.
You bitch.
That was horrible.
It's good acting.
God, it's all kicking off, isn't it?
Can we just talk about Linda for a second?
I'm baffled by Linda.
We need to talk about Linda because...
I can't talk about it anymore. No,
think how good of an actress Linda is.
How's she not laugh?
Look at this.
She's doing really well.
Oh, God. What's he doing?
He better not touch Linda.
Oh, no, he's got Linda in the chair.
What is he doing?
He's pushing his wife in the wheelchair around the ring.
But what is Linda's condition?
Oh, God, something's going to happen.
Okay, he's dragged her out of the chair. Okay, he's put... Hang on a minute. He's rolling Linda. He's taking it out of her wheelchair and he's rolled her into the ring. I'm very confused. Linda's not harming anyone. She can't even speak. What is he doing?
Just for reference for Linda here, right? She hasn't been able to move or anything.
Was she in an accident or what?
But it's not real. This is wrestling, so nobody worry about Linda. He's just sat his wife in a chair. Now he's shouting at her.
Was she in an accident?
She wasn't in an accident. She just had enough of everything. It made her go into a comatose state.
Hang on a minute. Having enough of everything. I've had enough of you sometimes. It doesn't make me go into a wheelchair.
There's been times where I've thought, you know what? I'm just going to sit and not move for a bit and just chill out because I can't take any more of this nonsense. Everyone listening to this podcast, nobody predicted that the one thing that would get Bobby interested and engaged in pro wrestling would be Linda McMahon comatized in a wheelchair.
Because I can't. Oh, God. Oh, that actually made a dent in that bit then, didn't it?
Oh, no.
Just leave Linda out of this. She's not done anything. Oh, God, I hate him so. I already hated him. And now I really hate him. Where's old Trish gone?
I feel so bad for Linda.
But is she seeing any of this? Does she know what's going on?
Yeah, she can see. She's
looking at it. She just can't be arsed.
Yeah. No, she's just had enough. Like, she just...
But you say she's had enough. She's done her hair quite bouffant.
Yeah, but she'll have a stylist. She's a millionaire. She's a McMahon.
I'm just so confused. This is really stressing me out. She's getting up!
Oh,
she's
my
getting
God.
Up! She's getting
up! Look at
up. The crowd! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Linda's stepped up to her husband,
I'm
Vince.
Terrified. I'm terrified. Oh, Linda!
Yes, Linda.
Linda, that was like Gail Platt and...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I haven't seen this in years. The crowd have popped for Linda McMahon.
Where's she gone?
She's walking out. She doesn't need that chair no more.
Where has she gone now?
She's just left. She's swagging out.
Come on, look. She's so scary, isn't she? She's like a zombie.
Love Linda. I forgot about this. Ooh. Oh, now Mick Foley's beating the crap out of Vince McMahon. Shane's going to do...
Just knock him out. Linda, get back in the ring, hun.
Can you imagine the adrenaline running through her veins right now?
But... It is. There's lots of plot holes in this.
What?
What made her just get up?
We
then?
Know because she all of a sudden had the rush. You know, when you go into the comatose stress state, you can then snap out of it. It can happen
not
at any
been
moment.
Very well thought out. But...
That's wrestling. Mm. That is wrestling.
Is this Vince's real wife?
That's his real wife. Yeah.
Oh, again, it doesn't make any sense.
Watch this. Coast to coast, Shane calls this. Top rope, jumps across, booms.
Oh, that was
the
good.
Bin goes into Vince's
Shane's
face.
Shane's quite good.
Oh, Linda.
Are they still together
the
now?
The trash can, yep. In the face of his father. 1, 2, 3. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is progress.
Yeah, that was quite interesting.
Oh, that was good.
I'm baffled.
You hated Vince so much, and he wrote that. Vince is the man who gave his wife that moment. Don't forget that. Now, let me just quickly fast forward it. As I mentioned, I was showing you two matches tonight.
Hello.
And
Hello, who's this big guy?
Right, this is from the exact same event. What have you kept saying to me?
I want to see a gimme.
This, ladies and gentlemen.
There's that big Gustav turkey thing. What's its name?
The Gobbledygooker.
The Gobbledygooker.
This right here is called the Gimmick Battle Royal.
What?
You've got a load of gimmicks all in the ring. Just point them out and I'll tell you. I don't want to give them all away because some of these might feature on real gimmick or fake gimmick.
I've spotted the Gobbledygooker.
The Gobbledygooker's in the ring.
He's out. Who's that scary clown? Are these terrifying?
That's Doink the Clown.
Doink is...
You see that guy? There's the Bushwhackers. The Bushwhackers are in there who lick people's faces.
Which ones? There's too many people going on.
That's Earthquake. That's Kamala. Hillbilly Jim. The Goon.
Who's the Goon?
It's like a hockey player.
God, there's so much going on. I can't see.
This is like an extra treat for you.
Who's that monk?
Monk?
With the camo.
He's not a monk. Why is he a monk?
Because of his hair.
Sergeant Slaughter. You've just called Sergeant Slaughter a monk.
Well, why is he got that hair?
He served his country.
Did he?
Well, no, but in storylines he did.
Who's that man? He is not in good physical health. The red pants.
That's Nikolai Volkov.
Who?
Exactly. These are just gimmicks.
What's going on, though? What are they doing? Why are they all...
So you got to win this, you got to throw...
This can't be choreographed.
You got to throw him out the ring. Look, all I'm saying is, you said...
Why did the gobbledygooker go so early?
Because he's the worst gimmick of all time. You said you wanted a gimmick, and I've given you one.
I know, but I can't see them enough.
It's come down.
Is he like a strong man?
He's the Iron Sheik. Look at his moustache.
Is he a strong man?
No,
from
he's
a
just...
a circus?
No, he's just the Iron Sheik. He's from Iran.
Oh, right.
And he's got pointy little shoes.
I quite like his shoes.
And he is fighting...
The monk.
Sergeant Slaughter in the gimmick battle royal.
He
Everybody
looks like John Cleese.
He does look like John Cleese.
Absolute spitting image. Is that it?
Yeah, Iron Sheik won. He threw out...
How much does that look like John Cleese? Do you know who John Cleese is?
Yeah. He's 40 Towers.
Yeah, he's a spitting image.
All right, so there you go. Two matches, one night. You saw your gimmick battle royal that you've been asking for a long time. You wanted a gimmick match.
I didn't
match.
Really see a proper gimmick match, I don't think.
I'll give you another gimmick match down the road. And you fell in love with Linda McMahon.
I don't know if I fell in love with her. I'm very confused by her.
Do you feel like we've made some progress next? I do.
Yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, I like that, but I feel like next week you're just going to go back to me watching something I don't like again.
I've got to think hard. I know that much. Right, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you would rate and review us. Just click 5 stars.
Only if you like it, though.
Yeah. There you. Then click write a review. When you leave that review, tell us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestling name. Now, hello to Adam. He says, loving this podcast. I've tried to get numerous exes into wrestling. Oh, dear. That's not good.
Well, I wonder why they left.
One successfully, as she liked The Miz. Good luck, and don't give up trying to get Bobby to love wrestling. From Adam. He can't give his profession, so I'm just going to call him...
No, this is my...
Oh, go on then. What do you want to call Adam?
I give the names.
Adam the X-Machine.
I was going to call him the X-Man.
The X-Man?
Yeah.
I like that. Adam the X-Man.
I don't want to rub in his face that he's...
Oh, it's hopefully he's found love now. Like, we wish you the best, Adam.
Let us know, Adam.
Next. I feel Ian's pain, but there's hope of a happy ending. I love this podcast and listen as soon as the new episode is out every week.
Are these real?
Yep.
Have you written these?
No. Great. You can check them out on Apple Podcasts if you want proof.
Oh, these are nice.
Yeah, great to see progress being made. I had similar experience with my wife. She hated wrestling and refused to watch it, but I got her to sit down and watch the odd match here and there, and eventually it culminated in us inviting her sister and brother-in-law over to watch WrestleMania 30. Woohoo!
No, I've been invited to these WrestleMania things many times and I'm never going to go.
Says, keep the faith, Ian. She'll love it eventually, or at least she'll watch it with you. Simon, the software testing manager.
Oh,
that's going to be tough.
The
softy Simon.
Testing manager.
Softy Simon.
I don't think Simon will approve of that name. I'm going to call him
the It Factor. The IT Factor.
It's got to be something techie.
Yeah, I just did that. The It Factor.
Mouse, keyboard. System, Systematic Simon.
Systematic Simon, I like that. Systematic Simon. All right, yeah, so go leave us a review and we'll give you your own wrestling name. Thank you for listening, and Bobby definitely likes wrestling a little bit more than she did last week.
But I still hate Vince McMahon.
And she loves Vinnie Mac.
No.
We'll be back this time next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. I am buzzing!